just pick the sound from any stand-up thing anywhere. It doesn't matter. But it's a visual joke. It doesn't matter. Fill time. 503-733-2970. Here's Johnson 970, a proud part of the CBS Radio family. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's 105. Like is at 3. World-famous Phil Henry Show at 7. I got to read the sport fight thing here in just a minute. Because one of the sport fight, one of the guys who submitted an application for a sport fight has now sissied out. And I know he's listening because this is... Because he sent me this email and he remarked that he was listening about this same time yesterday. So I know he's listening today. So as you know, now we got the Sport Fight 15, which is coming up next Saturday at the Rose Garden, which is amazing. Because as I said yesterday, they've been doing it at Mount Hood, which is thousands of people anyway. But the Rose Garden is it's like, I don't know, 8,000-9,000 people they're expecting. And so Sport 515, what they're doing this special amateur bout that's going to be happening. It's going to be city versus suburbs. They're trying to get a guy to represent the city, guy to get the suburbs. And, of course, they knew when it came time, they knew exactly who to ask for help. It was us. So they came right to us and they said, we need a guy to represent. And didn't we determine yesterday that the suburbs are any place that have their own name?
Correct.
So any place, so Beaverton, suburb.
Right.
Gresham, suburb. St. John's?
No, that's part of Portland.
Well, see, but it's got its own name.
Oh, well, that's just a neighborhood. It's like the Hawthorne.
What is the difference between a suburb and a neighborhood?
A neighborhood belongs to Portland. They pay city taxes.
All right.
But is your address St. John's, Oregon?
No.
It's Portland?
Well, I don't live in St. John's anymore.
Oh.
Listen to that. My address isn't St. John's anything.
I do own a property there. That's rented to
I am a slumlord.
That is rented to a very fine tenant.
Uh-huh. Sure it is. Whatever you say.
She pays her rent on time.
I realize.
Causes no trouble at all.
I realize she pays the rent months in advance and thick wads of cash through a door
slot.
And
I also pay taxes.
All right. Well, all right. But you were claiming that it was like at 122nd or something. That was
no,
the
No, I'm just, in my mind's eye, that's where it is.
Because I don't even.
I feel like basically anything.
Bellamy Flats is not a town.
I don't. I don't even.
Like past 80, like I never really go past 82nd.
I was just going to say, I don't even really know what's at 122nd.
It's like past Mall 205. Well, Mall 205 is like 102nd.
Is it?
And that's about as far out as I
think that's Clackamas County.
I don't know what you know. Here's the only reason that I've been up that far because when Sarah and I were shooting the poker show for the fine folks at Wild Bill's, who we love, we were shooting it up at Victory Bingo, and Victory Bingo, which had its own sort of style, it did have a very distinct flavor to it.
Oh, flavor.
Flavor, clientele, and that was at 162nd and Stark.
Oh, boy.
So that is kind of, it is just sort of this weird, wild west sort of a vibe up there. But and you'd think that those guys, see, but that's still Portland, right?
Yes.
162nd and Stark, that's still in Portland.
That is, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Because you'd think that those, it's like this guy from yesterday about Gresham, who was saying that, like, he's like, oh, Gresham should count as a city, Portland because it's grimy. His whole thing was that Gresham was sleazy and scummy and therefore part of Portland.
Tell people in the West Hills that.
I don't know. You tell people in the West Hills that. Yeah, your brethren in Gresham. Let's get this before we do this. Hi, Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, I don't want to be a total nerd, but I know where the city boundaries are.
All right, where is it? Because they're very clear in the sport fight thing that it's got to boil down to a guy fighting on behalf of the city and a guy fighting on behalf of the suburbs. And so explicate this for me.
Okay, Gresham-Portland boundary is kind of screwy because it does jog around 172nd, 162nd through the neighborhoods all the way down to Sandy. So pretty much if they're any deeper than 172nd, no. I'd call that Gresham. But it weaves
drunkenly as though the guy who laid it out was like sleeping off some sort of a bender.
Yeah. You'll be going down 162nd and see "Welcome to Gresham" sign three times.
Yeah, "Welcome to Gresham." If that doesn't make your blood run cold, just those three words, you know.
Lock the doors.
That's totally now entering. Lock him up. Wham. Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay. So, all right. Well, let me read this email and then we'll go to the city desk. So this is yesterday. We had this guy, and I don't think this was a phone call. I think this was an email. This is a guy. And you can enter, by the way, at johnson970.com. This guy had even, his name was James, and he had entered in, as I predicted, by the way, for the city versus suburbs bout, all the early entrants were from the city, as I predicted they would be. All the early entrants were like city guys who wanted to beat the snot out of a suburban guy. So this guy, James, entered, and then there's a little, you go to Johnson970.com, and there's a little thing where you fill out, like, why do you want to take part in the sport fight? And his essay was, I hate Beaverton and Gresham. I would like to be in prison and make a suburbanite my bitch. Which is fantastic. I mean, it's exactly the sort of spunk we're looking for here on the Rick Emerson Show. And so, but then yesterday, if you guys remember, it was nothing but suburbanites. It was nothing but guys from like Gresham and guys from Beaverton and guys from Tigard calling up. Okay, so guess who bails out? Guess who sent us an email bailing out?
Somebody in Gresham.
No.
The angry battleground
the
guy?
The angry Portland guy. The guy who wants to make a suburbanite his bitch. Listen to this email I get. Listen to this. Hello, Rick. At 1:30, you read my entrance application on the air. Awesome. At 2:30, the dread set in. This sounded so cool when you brought it up, and I couldn't resist. And let me say that on paper, I think it's great. I would love to have it out with a blank blank Greshamite or Beavertonian. Upon further thought, however.
Oh.
Listen to this. Just this sort of the sissying out as he's slowly backing out the door of respectability here. Upon further thought, I think the outcome will be quite worse than I imagined. I think you're asking for trouble on this one, he says. And I don't... Listen to this
it's
man...
It's your fault.
Listen to this man afraid of fighting someone from the suburbs.
Why are you trying to get him to do it, Rick?
It's for his own good.
Because otherwise it's just going to be a suburbanite standing there going, I win! And I can't have that. I can't be part of that.
Oh, we can't have suburbanite against suburbanite.
No. Well, I mean, I'd like to see that, but that's not how it's set up. Don't get me... If I could see a guy from Gresham just beating up a guy from Beaverton, that'd be fine. He says, the thought is hurting my stomach right now, and I'm dropping out. Now, understand, he wasn't even necessarily our pick. Because it's like we're going to have semifinalists, and then we'll pick the guy who's going to represent, you know, or not we, but I mean, but Matt Lindland, Sportfight, will pick the guy out of the semifinalists. They will pick the one guy to represent the city, and they will pick the one guy to represent the suburbs, and then they'll fight. And again, this is a big deal. This is at the Rose Garden. I mean, this is going to be in front of thousands of people. Your chance for everlasting glory, for the eye of the tiger in public. Listen, it's hurting my stomach, and I'm dropping out. But thank you for omitting my last name, and I wish you luck, but I think it will be passing. Your friend, loyal listener, James. Listen to that. Listen to that, and of all the people, this is the first guy we've got backing out, and he's from the city. And he's a mechanic. And he's from Southeast. A mechanic from Southeast Portland.
They don't come tougher than that.
They really don't. Backing out. Running away.
I wonder what you said that scared him so much.
It wasn't me. I didn't say anything. I think it might have been Tim talking, using the phrase, drown in your own blood. Which isn't going to happen. This is clear, and we should note for the record that this is tough, but it's not. It's like a street fight. I mean, it is sanctioned and run. You know, there's the ref is there. They do the equipment. They do. There's the guy there to, you know, they throw in the towel. There's the whatever. It's all the rules. I got the rules right here. So it's not. I mean, it's not like you're going to be in there with a chain or something. So I mean, you know, whatever. That's you hear right there the shame, the degradation that this man brings upon the city by backing out. I don't want to be part of it.
Well, it's good we're finally reaching out to the suburbs.
I don't want to be... But it's just embarrassing to me as someone who is trying to hold it down and represent for the mighty Southeast that the first guy we get to officially backs out is from the city. So, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get back to this in a minute. Let's go to the city desk with your personal savior, Tim Riley.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents a City Desk Newsbeat. Tim Riley reporting. All right, let's begin first with a Bushwatch.
Here's your Bushwatch for Friday, right here on the Rick Emerson Show.
He's the president in residence. He's kind of in charge. He's got the whole country saying, that's my Bush. Life is hard. That's the price of fame. When you're president, everyone knows your name. Hey, what's that thing? It's my Bush. I can't believe he's actually in the White House. That's our man. That's my Bush.
The president of
president has concluded a summit with Mexican President Fox and Canadian Prime Minister Harper during the three-way news conference in Cancun. Bush said the three leaders spoke of the need for safe and secure borders. He called for a respectable debate on immigration.
America is a land of immigrants, and people ought to be treated with respect. And this debate ought to be a debate that does not pit neighbor against neighbor.
Whatever. The president says a guest worker program has several positive effects.
I believe a guest worker program will help us rid the society and the border of these coyotes who smuggle people in the back of 18-wheelers. I believe it'll help get rid of the document forgers. I believe it'll help people on both sides of our border respect the laws of our border and enforce our borders.
Listen to how he does the accent there for just like the one.
I believe a guest worker program will help us rid the society and the border of these coyotes who smuggle people in the back of 18-wheelers.
Trying to be all down with the brown people for just a second there.
The president said the guest worker program he has proposed is respectful to the individual.
I believe it is important to bring people out of the shadows of American society so they don't have to fear the life they live. I believe it's important for our nation to uphold human rights and human dignity.
As long as they're not atheist or queer in any way.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice accepted on Friday that the U.S. had made probably thousands of errors in Iraq, but defended the overall strategy.
It's thousands of errors. I wonder when they decided, somewhere in the shadowy gray area between dozens of errors and millions of errors. We're only at thousands right now.
She said, yes, I know we have made tactical errors, thousands of them.
No body armor. You can't have any.
Protesters had already persuaded a mosque in town to withdraw her invitation. She's in Britain on a goodwill tour. The Muslim population, very angry. She's not welcome in Blackburn, said a Blackburn Muslim. One of the demonstrators. How many lives per gallon? Asked one of the placards held aloft in reference to the U.S. invasion of oil-rich Iraq, which many British oppose. Okay, it's okay. People have the right to protest and to make their views known, Rice told the teenage student. Each individual all over the world has the God-given right to express themselves. I'm not going to visit places where people agree with me. That would be unfortunate.
All right.
That's today's Bushwatch.
All right, there's your Bushwatch.
He's the president, residence, kind of in charge. He's got the whole country saying, that's my bird.
You heard about this Naomi Campbell story?
Yeah, we're going to have... we should read this because Gary Baumgarten's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk about it. Because she... Isn't this like the fourth time she's been beating somebody in the face with a phone?
And it's always her assistants, it seems.
And it's always a phone.
And it's always foreigners beating Americans with phones.
Is she a foreigner?
Yeah, she's British.
How's he a foreigner? This is like her. Isn't it Russell Crowe the same way? Isn't Russell Crowe's weapon of choice the phone?
The phone, everybody.
Yeah.
The phone.
Now, was this a clubbing or a throwing? Do we know?
Now, see, she's charged with second-degree assault after allegedly bashing her housekeeper in the head with a phone.
Fantastic.
In an altercation in her Park Avenue apartment.
Yeah.
A 35-year-old British-born supermodel was taken into custody after police went to Lenox Hill Hospital to investigate. According to police, Campbell's 41-year-old housekeeper received 4 stitches to the head. Campbell was wearing a white poncho and a black baseball cap, which looked very fashionable. She left a Manhattan police station later in the day as scores of photographers, reporters, and film crews gathered to record her exit. She responded by flashing a quick smile.
Fantastic. All right, 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. All right, let's see, what have I got here? I'm going to get to some of these emails. Here's what we'll do. We'll get some of these emails. We'll break, we'll come back. We got Gary Baumgarten who's coming up. We got It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard. Top 5 AC/DC songs that you hear very infrequently. We got the news pile. Scott Daly's going to be here to talk about terrible sequels and all that. Rick. Let's see. Subject line of this email is Miss Dillon on TV this morning. Rick, I was up at this glorious AM and caught the fair Miss X Dillon on Channel 6. They were asking her why she was late. Were you actually late to work?
No. I made it.
He claims they were asking you why you were late to work.
No, I wasn't late to work.
She had some lame excuse for her tardiness, he says.
Oh, he's making that
up. Is he lying?
Yeah, totally. I got to work later than usual, but I got there way before I was supposed to be on air.
We're giving that show a lot of publicity.
He continues... Although it was a nice touch to have a cell phone picture of the little critter that slowed her down or shows she's... What do you... I don't understand.
Oh, God, I had a morning. So I woke up late.
What time did you wake up again?
5.
All right. What time did you go to bed?
4:55.
I think like midnight.
Fantastic. How many hours of sleep are you going on right now? Like 4?
Yeah.
4.5? Did you sleep after the show today?
More, because I slept in a little bit.
Did you sleep after the show this morning?
Yeah, I slept for like a half an hour.
All right. Excellent. Okay.
Now, so I woke up late. Looked at the outfit I picked out last night when I got home at midnight.
Did you pick out an outfit drunk?
Oh, my God. It was like I was Molly Ringwald in Pretty in Pink. It was like the worst outfit.
What was it?
I don't. It was like a green sweater and then like this
flowered
house ribbed. Yeah, and then like some kind of plaid skirt and like ribbed tights. Like nothing, none of the patterns went together.
Nothing matched. Polka dots and stripes and Burberry.
Oh, God.
All running together like some sort of hideous fashion stew.
Yeah, so I can't take a shower. I smell like the bar. So I'm like dusting myself with Febreze and and body spray.
Now, are you doing the Febreze right onto your, like, are you wearing the clothing while you're doing the Febreze?
Febreze in your hair? Just a tip?
Jesus God, you're kidding me.
I'm not kidding. And so go into the bathroom.
What,
so,
what is that scent? It's delightful.
VH1 makeup tips.
Okay, so I go to the bathroom to wash my face. You know, I finish washing my face. I'm drying off the towel. And
this is this morning?
Yes, this is this morning.
In your dressing room at Coin.
Yeah. And I'm already running late.
Dressing room.
And I turn off the water and I look in the sink and there's the biggest bug I've ever seen in my life. It was like a centipede spider thing. It was about like 3 inches long, about a centimeter thick, and it had about 300 legs.
Now, were
and
these
it was crawling around?
Were there many millions of these bugs crawling all over your body this morning? Was that it?
Okay, stop.
Were these accompanied by the phrase like "Get the spiders off of me"?
No, it was the scariest thing I've ever seen. I thought I was hallucinating too. I just keep going back to check and make sure.
That's really what I'm trying to get at here.
I have a picture. You want to see
he
it?
He claims you have a picture of something or other.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to show it to Tim first.
And this is
that's
the picture
what
of what?
Ah. That thing's 3 inches long.
Oh, that looks like a false eyebrow.
That's so good.
Did you show that on the air?
Yeah, well, Mark was trying to show it on the air. It was so wrong.
It really does look like a hair plug that's fallen off of somebody.
No, and it was trying to get out of the sink.
It was
just
lunging for your
drown
face.
It. You got
to
drown it.
Yeah. I was just so panicked.
Fire, and lots of it. That's the only cure for that.
First thing in the morning, yeah.
That's a terrible incident. Have you seen that video that's going around the net of the giant centipede?
No.
Mm-mm.
Do you want to see it?
Sure.
Yes. Like, you're all terrified, but it's a giant. And when I say giant centipede, you don't even know, and it's real, too. And something happens in the video. Some of you may know what I'm talking about. It's a giant centipede, and you can tell that it's real by something that happens. There's something. The video starts on, like, a centipede. And, you know, like, it gives you weird perspective when you're watching a video of something. You can't tell if something's big or small. Uh-huh. And then you get what's, you know, perspective, which is when, you know, something else comes into the frame. Some other object of a known size comes into the frame, and suddenly you realize the relative sizes of the two objects. So it's a centipede, and you don't realize how huge it is until this other thing comes into the frame. And it's like you... like I pulled out of the chair and I went and I hosed myself off with boiling water.
Yeah, I could not stop thinking about this thing all
fantastic.
Morning, and I keep looking for it. When I went home today, I couldn't. I was having a hard time sleeping because I thought it was in my bed.
How do you spell centipede?
Centipede.
Centipede.
No, I'll post it.
Okay.
Yes, I'll post it on the. I'll post it on my blog here in a minute.
Okay.
Rick. So in the middle of a perfectly good topic yesterday, 970 went off the air. All I could say was, "Well, they didn't last long." Thank you. And of all days, you mentioned Sarah earlier in the show how easily she could be replaced with just about anyone. I don't think those were my exact words. I'm sure she'll be sleeping well for the next few nights. Nice to hear you back on the air. Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, I got the photo from that woman.
Wait, you were trying to replace me yesterday, and then you're calling to have somebody keep us on track?
I'm just...
Give me the hint. I'll go home and sleep.
Sarah, Well, look, I might as well just come out and say it. It's not working out. No,
you are not making me happy today.
I'm not making you happy.
No, I've had a rough morning.
You've had like 3 hours of sleep and a lot of, and you still haven't talked about the black eyed pea thing you went to last night.
Yes.
So do we? Well, we should break here because we're going to get Gary Baumgarten. All right. So Gary Baumgarten is going to talk about the Naomi Campbell beating a woman with a phone. Then we'll hear about Sarah going to a black eyed pea party, and then
was this like a tribute band thing with only one?
No, there was just one, but he wasn't
Jack
doing
Russell's
much.
Jack Russell's Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
So we'll take a break, and then we'll do the top five. Scott Daly's going to be here later to talk about worthless sequels. We've got It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard, The News Pile. And I've got to play this. We've got to play the Three Little Pigs song for Jessica. I got to have time to do that. Well, never mind. I'm not even going to say any more and. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970, it's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this. Nothing. I miss that old woman. They left me with nothing. Didn't we think that was Daria for the longest time? Hey, speaking of blah, 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 we want to give a shout-out to our boy, Squid.
Yeah.
And what is he in? The Tribune?
He's he's in the A&E section.
A&E. He's in the Portland. Yeah. Is that the Oregonian thing?
Mm-hmm.
So you check out the Oregonian A&E, our pal, calls himself Squid Vicious.
That's a cool name.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, it's the coolest name ever.
Rick Taylor.
Squid is good.
There are no other squids in any other market.
I'm saying Squid, though, is fine. He became then this guy we work with named Squid. And note that I never batted an eye at that. What's your name? Squid. All right. You know, I rolled with it. Look, in radio, I worked with a guy named, we should do a whole thing about worst radio names we've worked with. I worked with a guy who called himself Coop DeVille. I mean, it's like you can't, you know, whatever. And again, I've talked about working, I worked with a Don Halen. You know, we all know that there's a Mark Vodka somewhere. So Squid was fine, but at some point it morphed into, his full title is now DJ Squid Vicious. And I just think it's trying a little too hard.
Bowling one night. I was bowling with him.
You were bowling with DJ Squid Vicious?
I was bowling with Squid, and that was his, my friend Amanda made it up when we were bowling.
All right. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I mean,
I thought maybe his parents were fond of seafood.
No, okay. So anyway, he's in the A&E. See, he's the mashups that the kids love. All right, it's 503-733-2970. On the way, we're going to talk about Sarah's Black Eyed Pea party from last night. We're going to talk about we'll do the worst song ever. We'll do the AC/DC top 5. Scott Daly's going to be here. We'll talk about the terrible film sequels because of Basic Instinct 2, which is coming out. I do have the news pile. I have this thing about the armless guy and this when hygiene goes wrong, Liza Minnelli having sex, and the Star Wars kid.
The hygiene stories have to be told.
Hygiene stories. Maybe I'll put the hygiene stories right back-to-back with Liza Minnelli and sex. Yeah, that sounds like a powerful twofer for this Friday. And then, you remember how yesterday we had that breast enlargement story about the woman who got gigantic bosoms, and then the guy in the office was staring, and she was all upset? Now today, two more stories just like that. It's like the MySpace thing. It's like they're just coming in waves now. But now, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show.
I love New York City. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. From the city that never sleeps, our good friend Gary Baumgarten joining us now.
Reporter who never sleeps because I'm on guard 24 hours for you.
You are on guard, guarding something or other. You are on guard against. I don't know what it is. Yeah, there was something there. I have nothing. How is
that? Can I make a comment on Squid?
Yes, you can.
When my son was born, the lady in the next bed over from my then wife named her baby Corvette.
Corvette, really?
Yes, and we could not figure out whether it was because she always wanted a Corvette and now she finally got one, or whether the baby was conceived in a Corvette.
How do I ask this? Was this a white woman? Was this a white woman?
Well, that was very good. That was very well. So I do not believe she was Caucasian. No.
Well, because there is you can get away with so much more. Like, really, in exchange for running everything in this world, white people have a lot of strictures put on them, and one of them is that you just can't get away with a lot of things in terms of fashion and naming. Like, basically John and Tom and Bill and Gary, and that's it. And Richard, those are the only names you can go with, and Harvey.
I knew two kids in an inner city street in Detroit on the same block, and their name was, each of them, their parents named them Man.
Really?
I swear.
Is that M-A-N or M-A-N-N?
M-A-N, singular.
That's pretty great. Now, I don't know if you've read Freakonomics.
No.
Freakonomics, it was a fantastic book, by the way. But Freakonomics, they have this whole chapter about, you know, that old thing about whether if you have a, quote, black-sounding name, does it affect you economically and blah, 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 blah.
Right,
and then and these are court records, by the way, he was going through birth records for Orange County and talking about actual legal, and I don't want to turn this into a whole my friend has a kooky name thing, because I know that with the slightest prompting, our audience will do that. He was talking about birth records in Orange County, I believe it was, or no, it might have been in Oakland, but it was a man who had two sons, and the sons' names there's how they sounded and then there's how they were spelled. And they were, if you looked at them on paper, the names were Orange Jell-O and Lemon Jell-O.
No.
I swear to God it's true. He has the document.
Put me on my court. No. That's great.
It's true. No, but it gets better. Orange Jell-O, Lemon Jell-O. When asked about the names, the father insisted with a straight face that it was not pronounced Lemon Jell-O and Orange Jell-O. The names were pronounced Orangelo and Lemangelo.
Wonderful.
So there you go. So it's like,
poor kids.
I'm saying no matter how much...
I mean, you're going to hate your parents going through life like that. Someone's going to whip you on the playground.
You know, no matter how much we got beat up in high school, there's all, you know, a guy named Lemon Jell-O is always going to have it worse. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
Hey, speaking of being beat up on, note the stunning segue
that was
there.
That's a great segue.
So what is Naomi Campbell just crazy, or is she on drugs, or is it possible that it's both?
Well, I mean, first of all, you have to understand that she just took a self-defense course from Russell Crowe.
Yes.
But she didn't pay close attention, because when Russell Crowe throws a telephone at somebody, he throws a real telephone. He doesn't throw a wimpy little cell phone.
And it is always phones with these guys. So
it's a New York traditional.
I don't know. I thought they were real people, but now I'm beginning to think they're a bunch of phonies.
Now, is she in jail now? What happened?
No, she's been arraigned, and she's out on bail.
Right.
But basically what happened is she got PO'd at her housekeeper, allegedly, of course, because this has not been adjudicated, because
of course.
Her housekeeper misplaced, or she couldn't find the singular pair of jeans that she had to wear that particular day for an appearance on the Oprah Winfrey Show. So she accused the housekeeper of stealing her clothes, and an argument ensued, and it is alleged she took this cell phone and threw it at the poor gal and bonked her in the head and cracked her head open, and it took four staples to seal her back up. So she got arrested, and she was arraigned, and she's free on bail, and she has issued a statement saying, I didn't do anything. But this is not the first time
allegedly
throwing a phone at somebody.
Well, no, but it's not even alleged. Now, she has been convicted of throwing phones in the past, right?
Right, but I mean, I like using the word alleged just because, you know, I'm with CNN.
Oh, see, I don't care about that. I'm sure she did it. I mean, just look at her. She looks evil. So how many times... How many things has she been convicted of in the past?
I think just one or maybe two, because there were two previous allegations similar to this.
Well, everybody gets a couple in their life.
That's right. So, she strikes before you're out.
Is there any sort of, like, if she's convicted of, let's assume this is the third one, I guess what I'm asking is, at any point, could I get a model in prison story in the future? Is that ever going to happen?
Hey, well, we had Martha in prison, so this is possible.
I would like to...
Boy George skirted prison, you know, by
so
cutting a deal, and she'll probably do the same. But, I mean, she's obviously got to go into some kind of anger management.
Oh, nothing would make me happier than to read that a supermodel got sent to, a federal prison. That would just be the best day of my life. You know what I mean? Like, if you picked up and you found, Giselle or Heidi Klum or something, they were just packed off to some hideous, sweaty, manacled chain gang prison in the South, like that Charlie's Angels episode. That'd be the best day of my life.
You'd love that, huh?
I would.
You're just a conjurer. I know where you're going with this.
I'm easy.
I'm not going to go there with you.
Yes. Yes.
I'm not like that.
No, because you're all about class.
I am.
You're all about the standards, Gary Baumgarten.
Right.
All right, my friend. Thank you. Have a New York slice for me this weekend.
Okay, have a great weekend.
All right, you as well. There you go. That's Gary Baumgarten from CNN Radio, New York. There you go.
New York.
All right, New York, New York. All right, Sarah, do you want to see the hideous centipede video?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm posting it right now.
I don't think I'll ever, I've already...
Would you like to hear an email about it first?
Okay.
This won't make it so bad. Now listen, this will make you want to see it. Subject line, goddamn. Rick, as soon as you mentioned that giant centipede video, I went looking for it. Little did I know what I was in for. I was cringing and gasping through the whole thing. I'll be having nightmares for weeks. Thanks. See? How can you not want to see it now? I'm Marv.
Oh.
Come on.
No, see, I can't even sleep in my bed that's across the, on the opposite side of the house.
Let's
from the
watch
bathroom.
It together. It'll bring us closer together. It's like porn. It.
Okay, I will.
All right. Okay,
I don't have a problem with it.
Okay, so, well, now you, okay, well,
I'm
come over
so
here.
Let's gather around right, here.
Hold on. Let me answer these phones first.
Okay.
Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
It's Diana from downtown.
What is it you need, Diana?
Well, I can't believe you missed that incredible pun about them being phonies.
About them being what?
Russell Crowe and Naomi Campbell throwing
phonies.
Telephones.
Phonies.
Phonies.
Okay. All right.
You missed it, dude.
All right. Say, okay, make it for me. Go ahead and make the joke.
Well, come on. He already said it.
All right. All right. There you go. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Diana. All right. There you go. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Oh, this is just your responsible former program director reminding you that you'll need to cover the the Sarah P. Party here now.
Oh, thank
this particular time in the program.
Thank, hold on, let me. Okay, Centipede
that
Party.
Sounds wrong.
Centipede, then
the
P.
Centipede, then P. Party, yes.
Thank you. Centipede, P. Party. Thank you, Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there you go. All right. All right. It's 503-733-2970. All right, okay, so are you ready to watch the Centipede video?
Yes.
I guess.
All right. Okay, can you guys see the screen?
I can, yeah.
Okay, let's give the people a second here. It's like picture page.
Get online.
You want to go to rickemerson.com. It is the blog entry entitled, Jesus God Almighty.
Oh, God.
The blog reads as such, nature is no fooling. It'll kill you dead. Our place on top of the food chain is happenstance. It's only a matter of time before something like this rises up to take our throne. If the giant squid don't get us first. All right. Are we ready? Now we're all going to click. We're all going to click on this together.
I know I don't want to see this.
You do.
I am watching this.
You can
hide your eyes.
Baby, you want to see it. Baby, watching this together will bring us closer.
Yeah.
Zing. All right. Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Here we go.
Clicking on the, All right.
Oh, I don't
want to
watch
Giants.
It.
Oh.
No, no, you got to watch it. No, hold on. It's loading. It hasn't even played yet.
I'm getting ready to turn.
All right.
Now that I see the subject matter.
No, no, no. You got to watch this. All right.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Wait for it.
Oh, I can't look.
Okay,
I can't look.
Yeah.
Are you done?
Yeah.
I'm done.
Now, but imagine how large that centipede must be. All right. Okay. You can turn away now.
Okay. We are.
Okay.
We both are. Let's go back to our seats so we don't have to look anymore. Okay. That was even too much of me.
Okay. Oh. And you're a newsman. You've seen it all.
I've seen it all. Bloated bodies. Burning buildings.
Where was that? That wasn't in our country, was it?
That was somewhere south.
Probably Russia.
I don't know.
What happened in Russia.
Yeah. Yeah. That's unpleasant. See, that's a thing. That'll...
Why was the camera rolling?
Why was it bright red, like, and spikes?
I don't... Well, because it's a centipede. Maybe it's got to be somewhere near Chernobyl or something.
I would imagine so.
Yeah. It's like, well, you know, and this is a thing that happened when we were off the air. When, this happened off the air where, there was that news report that they do, like, once every year about, you know, like, hobo spiders. And I think hobo spiders are the one that kill you and your flesh blackens and falls off in sheets. And I actually went out into my front yard the day, and there was this news story about, like, hobo spiders are, you know, southeast Portland filled with hobo spiders. Nowhere else, just southeast. And I was actually out, just doing some, like, real rudimentary work about it in the garage, just, like, cleaning up some crap in the garage. And the trait of hobo spiders, they say you can really, because they look a lot like other spiders, the trait that lets you tell a hobo spider apart, is that hobo spiders are very,
They're carrying that bag on a stick.
They're trying to bum a smoke and they're carrying a bindle. No, the trait of a hobo spider is that I don't know what the scientific term is, but they don't build their, like, they take over another spider's web. Like, they'll see another spider and they'll go over and, like, kick him out and take it. So I go out, huge spider web hanging off the garage, regular spider inside, and then, like, a big other spider coming and, like, kicking him out, like, taking it over. And it was clearly, so I got this fantastic device. It's like a thing that lets you electrocute insects. Have you seen that? It's like a tennis racket strung with wire.
Yeah.
It's like a tennis racket strung with wire and it lets you electrocute insects and arachnids and other pests and children. It's fantastic.
Fun.
So I went and got that. All right. We have to break and then we'll do the Sarah P. Party story.
Okay, can you, like, add black-eyed?
The black-eyed P.
Party. Thank you.
Black eyes.
We stopped
peas. Black eye. Black-eyed P.
Brick.
Something. All right, I'm working with the meager gifts that God gave me, all right? Okay, let's all try not to think about giant centipedes.
Oh.
All right, it's 503-733-2970. Yeah, no, we're breaking. Sarah's giving me the, can we please break in the name of all that's holy. Are you itchy?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Scott Daly's coming up later on. Worst song you've ever heard. I don't know that it's more horrifying than the centipede, but it may in fact be. And if you are, and we'll take these throughout the rest of the show. If you or someone you know wants to fight on behalf of the city for City versus Suburbs, Sport Fight 15, you go ahead and give us a call. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere. Back after this. He's pulled. The Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming by. It's 503-733-2970. Somebody just called up Sarah on the phone and went, centipede, and hung up after belching at me.
I'm very lucky.
Those are our people. All right, it's 503-733-2970. By the way, while I'm thinking about that phone number, before we do anything else, I'm going to read a few emails here. We're going to take, at this moment right now, we will take callers 9 and 10. 9 and 10. Or as the Japanese would say, callers Ku and Ju. Callers 9 and 10. Each win a pair of tickets to see the Winterhawks take on Seattle. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Callers 9 and 10 right now. Each will score a pair of tickets to the Winterhawks play against Seattle. Which is coming up. I think it's actually it's happening tonight. So you want to be doing that right now. It's 503-733-2970. All right, we got this email coming in about the centipede. Rick, this email says, I guess I can thank you today because at least I didn't commence vomiting until well after the lunch hour was done. The worst thing about that video, this is, by the way, if you want to see the centipede video we're talking about, you go to rickemerson.com. You can see it right there. It's posted in today's weblog entry. He says, the worst thing about that video is that the write-up underneath it says, quote, while this centipede is not yet fully grown, its size is still impressive. And he just signs it, good Lord. Yeah, I got sent that by... The people in the audience really know the taste of this show, because I got sent that by several hundred people, I think. It started showing up over and over and over again. So, God bless you. Let's see, we got this. This email, let's see, says, where did it go? At first I thought, let's see, about the centipede. At first I thought the people in that video were speaking English. I gave a quick prayer of thanks when they spoke some more and it was a foreign language. But then they break out a ruler and they begin measuring the thing in inches. David and Camus, and then listen to this. Best email sign off today. David and Camus, and then it's signed, I'm the guy that nailed his hand to a crate while listening to your show.
That's dedication.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, who else can say that? I give everybody this. I think Terry Gross is able to make that claim. Nobody calls up Fresh Air and says that.
That's
all right. Let's see. What else do we have here? This is all. I'm getting all this centipede. Rick, worst. All I'm going to say is that I got an email that was using the phrase centipede. And the phrase, box full of fetuses. And I'm not going to read anything more. Not going to read anything more of that. All right, I'm going to do a couple of emails here. And then we'll talk about Sarah going to see the one of the Black Eyed Pea Party. And then we've got Scott Donnelly coming up. We've got It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard. We've got the Top 5 and all that. Let's see. Rick, I thought I would need, let's see. Rick, I'm a longtime fan since the Rick Taylor days. I grew up in Eastern Oregon. Glad you're back on the air. Can you hook a brother up with pics of Dennis's wife's bosom? Which leads me... No, I cannot. Which leads me to a question. Is it bosom or bosoms? I thought the bosom encompassed two breasts. What is your take? What is the take of Tim Riley, Newsman?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's just bosom. I think
it is bosom.
I believe bosom is a collective...
Bosoms is a southern term.
Bosoms...
Dolly Parton would refer to hers as bosoms.
But I believe a bosom is the area.
Right.
A bosom is sort of like chest. It is a singular... we're speaking now, etymologically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Bosom, I believe, is a singular term encompassing both of the mammary glands there. Rick, this email says, a new convert here from the lovely city of Cape Town, South Africa. Go figure.
That's a suburb.
I was Sir, would you like to fight to represent South Africa? Would you like to step in the ring with somebody from Gresham? I was made aware of your show through another podcast I sub to. Been listening. Oh, this is the best. I've been listening. He says, it's not easy down here because broadband is a joke. Love what you're doing. Keep it up. That's Lance in South Africa. Let's see. What else do I have here? Rick, shared your show with a couple of friends of ours. Yesterday, I found out one of them is listening to you at work, and in doing so, he has spread the word to his coworkers. Say hello to Vale, the banquet chef at Sweetbriar. I don't even know where that is. Oh, Sweetbriar, that's on the way to Fry's, right?
I think so.
All right. Yeah.
All I know is Jiggles is on the way out there.
Oh, that's true. That's on the right-hand side.
Let me... Yes. Every time I pass that jiggle sign, guess what I hear in my head?
Let me dance for you.
Let me dance for you. Dude, the three guys I... This is from... I shouldn't say this from... Dude, the three guys I carpool with have begun to hear about you from day one. Or have had to hear about you, I guess, from this email from day one. When the pleasantness began again, I bought one of them a radio so he could listen during the day. Twice now, they have said, why do you like this guy? He's not funny. Why is there so much dead air? That's just the transmitter. It's just quiet while he's saying, Recently, one of them said, that guy Steve has a good point. He doesn't belong on a comedy station. One of them is a good Mormon, but they are in your demographic. They are computer guys, so they're surely into sci-fi and video games. They're boys, so you know they like big cakes. I tried to explain they had to listen for a while to get all the jokes. It took me a while to enjoy the show because I didn't get a lot of the comments. Tim kept me listening until I caught on to you. Thanks. I'm just the steak knives. I tried to tell them about stringy milk, but I couldn't quit giggling. They didn't seem to understand the humor. Might I suggest a Likas-esque only call if you hate me segment so you know what stupid people want you to fix? Their names are Philip and Matt, and they're my IT guys. There you go. I don't really know that we can... I suspect that people who don't like me just don't listen, as opposed to like us. I think if you don't like the Rick Emerson Show, you're just not out there. So, you know, but thank you for that.
Let's hear about the pee story.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, moving on to the... thank you, Tim, for keeping the show on track just now.
I try.
All right, so here's what happened yesterday.
From Brad the car guy.
Brad the car guy called yesterday. Now, you were already planning on going out yesterday or last night, right?
Yes, my friend Elaine got invited to some kind of fashion show thing. It's like Diesel and Glamour magazine. She got put on some VIP list for that.
Well, it's because she's married to a dentist. They get all the action.
There you go.
So how was that?
That was interesting. They had free sake and wine.
This is at where? Is it a fashion?
It was at the Diesel.
Like a runway show?
I so didn't fit in at all. I mean, everyone... No, it wasn't a runway show.
Delaine kind of looks like Tara Reid, though, so I just picture her in the front row making a retarded the retarded sex face.
No, well, we actually missed the fashion show because we ended up going to...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You're lucky she's out of town. She would hurt you.
No, I'm not saying she looks retarded. I'm saying she looks like Tara Reid, though.
Well, we went out and had a couple cocktails.
All right.
And then went there, missed the fashion show, thank God.
Do you realize how many times a week you use the phrase, we went out and had a couple cocktails, or, well, we did shots first, or first we were...
shots. Don't make things up.
Whatever. You did a couple drinks, whatever.
I have a couple casual cocktails with some girlfriends.
I'm not trying to say you have a problem. I'm just saying.
You try working for 12 hours a day, buddy.
Try working at Coin 6. Because you made the observation early, you were all offended that we suggested you might be showing up to work still a little lit. Like, it was so completely out of the question.
Maybe I just don't want you talking about it on the radio.
Oh, like they don't know.
They don't.
Look, your how would they not know?
I am not... Because I'm fine by the morning. I get to bed at a reasonable hour.
I drive better when I'm drunk. I'm funnier when I'm drunk.
I always go to bed early.
She presents traffic that's to the point,
It's true.
Very
okay.
Much to the point.
All right. So Brad the car guy calls yesterday. And let's note for the record, he didn't ask to speak to me. Didn't offer anything to me, the host of the show. Didn't even, in point of fact, I never would have known about it had you not told me what it was. He could bypass me completely and went right for you and Delaine.
I'm sorry, Brad. You know, Brad and I are friends. Well, what can I say?
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I guess I bypassed me too. But anyway, so he said, why? First of all, why were the Black Eyed Peas here?
I don't know. I couldn't really understand. I think it's some new shoe that Nike's releasing, and for some reason, one of them was there at this new place called Betty Ford.
Oh, I've seen that place. It's on Burnside, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like right off Burnside on like 12th.
It's a great idea. It's for a bar called Betty Ford,
yeah.
Right? It's fantastic. It's the best idea. I do because Laura pointed that to me. I'd never seen it before. So
we went there. To meet Brad, the door guy, you know, is total whatever. He's just like, no, you get to the back of the line. You're not on the list. So, you know,
Did you say, do you know who I am?
Oh, no.
You may have seen me standing next to Mark Ronchetti.
No, then we go, we're like, we're not going to stand at the back of the line. So there's this gay bar right down the street. So we end up going to this bar called Scandals.
Oh, I know where Scandals is.
Yes. And had a drink at Scandals.
Yeah,
and then
someone
Brad
told me.
Called. And then so we went back to the line. And then we got right to the front of the line.
Now, working at Coin 6 ever gotten you in anywhere?
Mm-hmm. No.
Have you ever been able to be, I'm on coin six, and they go, oh, well, come on. I'm sorry, ma'am. Come on in.
I haven't really tried, so it hasn't.
Okay. No. All right. You're drinking at the gay bar, but then you go back to Betty Ford.
Yes.
Okay.
And then Brad gets us in.
You and Brad and Delaney.
Yeah, it's completely packed. And Brad has these magical powers where he knows everybody and everything, so he whisks us all the way to the back room and then up to this, like, special VIP section where you need bracelets to get up to. And by then, Delaney and I had been, we'd had a couple.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A bracelet?
A bracelet.
Bracelets, yes.
And, walked up the stairs to the VIP party, and then right when we walk upstairs, bump into, he's the Asian guy with the long hair from the Black Eyed Peas. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
He's all dancey.
I only know the girl that wets herself. Who's okay. that?
That's Fergie.
Yeah, if you're not peeing yourself, I don't know who you are. And that's only because of your blog. That's the only reason I even know who she is. Well, because, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't there two, there's sort of like a before and after with the Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah, before her and after her.
Because don't they suck now? Isn't that the thing where everybody hates them? Aren't they the ones that do that god-awful, lumpy, my, I've got lumps in my breasts or something, whatever that song is? What is it?
Rick, you know
is
what
it is.
Is
this a lump? I don't, because Laura played it for me once, and it was like the Centipede video, but for your ears.
It's my humps.
Like, okay. Laura played it for me once. She's like, listen to the song, and like busted out the iTunes.
Girls love it.
And as soon as I hear the, you know, hump, hump, lady bump, something, and I was just, you know, and I'm like jabbing into my ears with a pencil trying to make it go away. Like, I never wanted to hear it again.
Every girl I know loves that song.
It's the worst.
And
it's the worst song I have ever heard in my life.
It's fun to dance to.
There's never been a worse song recorded than that, and you know I'm true. You ask any man. Ask Nate.
Well, Nate hates it.
Well, of course he does. I mean, do you ask anybody anywhere?
I think that we should play it and listen to it.
Yeah, that's exactly what we should do. Let's play it constantly. You should make that your new ringtone.
So what did the Black Eyed Pea do?
Oh, so this is not the William guy.
No, not, who's William?
Isn't he in the Black Eyed Peas, William?
No, this is like he's kind of suave looking. He's always wearing like white suits and doing all these like gyrations with his shoulders. And he has like the long, flowy black hair. Do I need to get a picture?
I'm doing the blank. I'm not going to know who it is. I'm 33. I don't know what anything is.
Okay.
I don't know who it is. I don't know.
I was very, I thought it would be more exciting than.
The point is, you went there was a celebrity. Did he hit on you?
No.
Oh, well, never mind. Well, that's all I wanted for trying to get to. Did he hit on Delaine? She was drunk.
No.
Delaine's a lightweight. She strikes me as the kind that can get drunk pretty easily.
Yeah, she can hold her own.
Really?
Yeah, she kept trying to stay out later. I'm like, I've got
to go. Was her husband there?
No.
Oh.
So it was a disappointing evening, had by all.
No, it was pretty neat. I mean, free cocktails. We get to be up in the fancy VIP section. And
so there's no Fergie in the story. No one wets themselves.
No.
No one's hit on by anyone.
You wouldn't let me tell you beforehand, so I couldn't tell you that it wasn't like the most exciting story.
Well, all right. That was big overture, little show, right?
Well, at least it was instead of eating the sink later.
Yes.
That didn't make it worth it.
And I looked like Molly Ringwald on TV this morning.
At least you ended up oversleeping and being drunk at work.
Yeah.
So, Rick Emerson Show, who's this? Hello. All right, thank you. Thanks for weighing in, sir. All right, do we need to break?
Yes.
Have we taken a, is this?
I don't think we've taken a break for like an hour.
We did our 50.
Yeah, we did.
We did our 50.
Yeah.
We're fine.
We didn't do our top of the hour one.
No, we didn't do it. Yeah, we didn't do the 50.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well,
but I can drop it.
We can't do it now. Well, can we merge it?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. All right, 503-733-2970. Scott Daly's going to join us here in just a short while. We have to do this worst song ever, though. We have to do this worst song ever right here on KCMD Portland. KCMD AM Portland. Johnson 970. All comedy. And hockey. Johnson. Something. Sugar Daddy.
The Johnson.
The Johnson. All right. Let's see. All right. Let's look at this right now and triage quickly. Okay, here's what we've got. I've got this pile of news, including Liza Minnelli, a sex story.
Yeah.
Which I think we might have to do just because of the sound Tim made. Hygiene gone wrong.
Good.
An armless man. Okay, I've got that. I've got It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard. I've got the JCDC Top 5. And then we've got Scott Daly from filmfever.org and Useless Sequels. So I'm not entirely sure. We should just do It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard right here after we go to the city desk. So let's go to the city desk. Then we'll roll It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your personal savior, Tim Riley.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News Beat. Tim Riley reporting.
Well, several makers of sunscreen have been sued for allegedly misleading consumers about how effective their products are. A lawsuit filed in L.A. courtroom alleges consumers were lulled into a false sense of security while they burned to a crisp. Dermatologist Dr. Deborah Wattenberg told NBC's Today Show how sunscreen is supposed to work. This is our second hour.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. We had the cut. This is sunscreen?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All these products need to be applied in a specific way in order to give you the coverage you're looking for. Complete block means that there are ingredients in these products that will block both UVA and UVB rays.
You get all that?
No, I don't even know what it is. I don't even know what UVB stands for.
You'll burn to a crisp and get skin cancer if you don't use it.
What's UVA?
That is a measurement. If you look at sunscreen, it'll say 8 or 15. 15 is the best. The lower the number, the less powerful it is.
No, but she... Okay, I know. I understand that.
But I thought that was the question.
No, she's saying... Listen...
All these
I know how to read.
Listen to
this.
Applied in a specific way in order to give you the coverage you're looking for. Complete block means that there are ingredients in these products that will block both UVA and UVB rays.
See? That's what I'm saying. I don't understand what those mean. I don't understand what those terms are.
Oh, it doesn't matter. She's just killing a little time before commercial.
She's making stuff up.
Yeah.
We're all going to die anyway. It doesn't matter.
I got a couple of MySpace stories here.
Excellent. This is, you know, we really ought to get some sort of a MySpace watch.
Somebody has to come up with something.
We've got to have some sort of a, you know, youth in crisis. Do we have generic scary news sound? Do we have anything that's sort of a terrifying 50s?
We do, but I'm not sure where it is. I don't remember what we put it under. Okay, we do have something.
All right, let's try this. So it has
to be loaded into the machine.
We'll do sort of an ad hoc, because this MySpace thing, I think we're going on like the ninth day in a row that we've had MySpace news, mm-hmm. which is clearly there's somebody somewhere. And I bet that this is because they're owned by News Corp. They're owned by Rupert Murdoch. Mm-hmm. And so I'll bet that this is all of the competing news organizations. They're trying to whip everybody into a frenzy trying to flog this. So let's do an ad hoc installment of MySpace.com Youth in Crisis.